Hey guys, I just wanted to start off by just saying that, you know, everybody here, our prayers and thoughts are with those who got affected by the tragedies in Dayton, El Paso, and Dallas recently, and how mental health is, you know, squarely in the news and on our minds right now. And that's why Nina and I have decided to, you know, grow awareness through on our sleeves, and why it's so important to break these stigmas in terms of mental health, because it shows itself so many different ways. And I think it's just really, really important. I just want to, you know, send out prayers and thoughts to all those involved. So, and with that, we'll start with any questions.
All right, here, Tony.
Ryan, we saw today freshman offensive line were over in one group. Harry Miller was with the ones and the twos. What is put in there?
Just mostly depth. Yeah, mostly, you know, in our depth, where we were trying to get some of the younger guys or threes just, you know, more and more work. We just, you know, maybe tomorrow he'll go over with the other group. We're just trying to break those guys up. We have such big numbers now in the O-line. It went from being very thin in the spring to an influx of guys over there. So it's such a developmental position, and we just want to make sure they get enough reps.
The right tackle, which we saw in the spring. How do you balance wanting the best five, his versatility? Do you – will Stud try him at left guard, right guard, or do you want him at right tackle?
He's at right tackle now. The good thing for Brandon is he's got a lot of versatility, so he's played some different positions for us. You know, a lot of the calls are the same, so you can kind of move if you understand the offense and understand the calls. You know, a double team on the front side is very similar to a double team on the backside. In pass protection, it's a little different. But he's done both. I think he feels confident really for the first time on that leg, which is great for him. And so he's practicing with a lot of energy right now.
Call me off guard. Mike Yurcich, everyone talks about you replacing Urban, but he replaces you. What did you see in him? How would you guys work through this idea of, you know, he called plays the last 6 years and that's not going to happen? How did that go? And let's talk about what he's brought.
Yeah, you know, early on in the process when we sat down and talked, he wanted to be a part of Ohio State. He's an Ohio native, his wife, and so they wanted to come back home. But they also wanted to be part of Ohio State and wanted to be a Buckeye. And so early on, we just talked about how much respect, you know, we have for each other and that we're going to do this thing together. You know, we're going to coach those guys together. And then as time goes on and he understands our system, because we are going to keep our system, you know, then he'll kind of be able to run with it a little bit more and more, you know, a little bit more involved in the spring. And then I think as we go, you know, into next year, be less and less involved. But he's understanding of that. He's got great ideas. You know, he comes in with unbelievable ideas, has really good energy on the field. I think he's done a good job of building a relationship with those guys in a short period of time because it's a unique situation. But his track record speaks for itself. So his ideas and thoughts and different issues that he's run into in different games, I think, is going to be a huge asset for us.
Clone of yourself, or did you want something different, bring different ideas and just...
The number one thing is, you know, it's hard because as you get guys who have experience, sometimes they want to do it their way. And, you know, we're going to do it the way that we do it here. But when there's good ideas and we can enhance the scheme, we'll do that. So that was the first thing. It's hard to find somebody with a lot of experience who's willing to kind of do it our way. So that was the first thing. And then somebody that's innovative and who wants to learn but also has so much to bring to the table. And that's hard to find out there. You know, typically it's either an older guy who wants to do it their way, or it's somebody who's younger who doesn't quite have the experience and enough to bring to the table. So I thought he was a perfect fit that way, and he's been so far.
Brian Dinner, that seemed like he was all the way out the door after the Rose Bowl to leave. Said he was even preparing, I think at one point, to go find an apartment in Dallas. How surprised were you guys as a staff when he changed course there and decided to come back?
Well, we weren't surprised because we sat down and spent a lot of time talking to him. We all believed in our hearts that if somebody should, you know, go play in the NFL like Dwayne or obviously Nick, you know, those are things we support. And you know, we obviously want to be there for them, but we sat down and didn't think that was the best thing for Damon, and gave him all the reasons why. Had a lot of people involved with the conversation. You know, we had to meet Jeff, and I think once he met Jeff, they had a long conversation in the hall. We're in a staff meeting, and he walked in and said, "I'm coming back," and the whole staff went crazy. It was a big deal for us, and he also had to do a bunch of work this spring. You know, truth be told, he had a lot of work to do. And he dug himself out of that hole and got a whole bunch of credits this spring, had to get a few classes this summer, and he just graduated the other day. So I'm really proud of where he is. And this is one of those stories that I hope we're saying at this time next year about how he dug himself out of the hole academically, came around, and had a really great senior year, because I'm proud of where he's at.
Dean, for the rotation there, you've got Okuda and Arnett, and then maybe looking for a third guy instead of someone, a different guy, to be the second starter. Maybe. What does that mean to have him back?
Well, yeah, it's huge, because you got Damon, you have Sean, you have Jeff. You have some of those young guys that are pushing, like, you know, Damon, I mean, Seven, and then those guys. So really talented. And now you can actually put them on all the field together if you want, which it's pretty good out there. And so that was a big deal for us. And so now that it's just, you know, veteran guys have to play veteran, though. You know, he's got to go play now at that level, and I think he will.
Front row middle, Dave.
Ryan, you have a good group of veteran receivers coming back that I'm sure you'll be counting on. Who are some inexperienced wide receivers that you feel like have to step up for you this year?
Yeah, the younger guys are, you know, Elijah Gardner, Jalen Harris. They've been in the program here for a couple of years, and so now, you know, it's time for them to step up and really help on special teams, fill that gap there, but then also help in the field at receiver. And so Jalen plays X and Elijah plays Z, and it's about time, you know. And they've shown some improvement. They've done some good things and flashed a couple, the first practices. But then there's also the young guys, you know, Jalen Gill and then Garrett and Jamison. Jamison's a little bit behind because he just got here and didn't have the opportunity to go through the whole spring, but he's flashed, and you know, we think Garrett's going to help us this year.
Fifth-year seniors, not just on the roster, but guys that are going to make an impact. I think I counted 11 guys that are fifth-year seniors that could make an impact. It seems like that's pretty rare, but I imagine that's a good thing to have so many experienced veteran guys, so many older guys to lean on.
Yeah, it's funny. There's kind of like two different models. There's the guy who comes in and kind of plays in his first 3 years and leaves, the Nick and the Dwayne. But then there's also the guys who get developed and hang in there for 5 years. And so both have, really positives to the program. But it's great to have older guys. We play against some teams in our league who make a living off of fifth-year seniors. You know, they're 22-year-old men. And sometimes we're playing with freshmen because, you know, they are so talented. They want to get them on the field right away. They're 18-year-old. And so I think it's good to have a good influx of older guys, guys who are 21, 22 years old that are men who bring leadership and chemistry.
Ryan, you guys talked a lot about Harry in the spring, even though he wasn't here yet. How realistic is it that he might be a key contributor for you guys as a freshman? Like, and how do you feel about the depth at center? It seemed like he was there and Matthew had moved over to guard. Like, it's, in your mind, is he – should he be your number two center this year behind Josh?
I don't know. I don't know if he should be. I think that he has the ability to. I think he's going to have to continue to grow as the season goes on. I do see him getting on the field. How much will be dependent upon our depth, injuries, how the season goes, a lot of different things, and how he develops in the next couple of weeks. But he has the ability. He's very intelligent. He can process. He can bend. He can do those things. So, we have a couple guys in there, that are candidates to be the backup center. But right now he's doing a good job. He's learning quickly, and I think once we get through this week, I'll have a better idea. But so far he's fit in good. He understands it. But for a center, there's a lot as a freshman. There's a lot of calls. There's just a lot going on. You have to snap the ball, and a lot of added responsibility there. Even Josh as a freshman, you know, he was a little overwhelmed, and now he's really, you know, found his stride. And I'm really proud of the way Josh Myers is practicing right now. You know, but that took a little time. And even Billy, Mike, you know, they started to guard and they moved to center. So there's a lot going on at center. But he's a guy. He's got a high capacity, and I think he'll do fine.
This is kind of a similar question, I guess, for a different guy. I think most people understand that offensive line takes a little longer, maybe some other positions to develop. But Nick Petit was one of the best top high school players in the country. Does that factor into how you project him, and should he be ready to start now? Because he was a top 10 national prospect, even though it does take time for linemen, typically a little longer than 20 seasons.
Yeah, sometimes when the recruits get in here as freshmen, you know, we have them come up in front of the team and introduce themselves, and then some of the guys will say, "How many stars did you have?" And the minute it comes out of their mouth, they all yell, "We don't care," you know. Not right in those words, but you can just imagine what they say. Nobody cares. The stars don't mean a thing. It's like being a first or second round draft pick, you know, that nobody, you have to produce. This is a game of production. So, but that being said, Nick has put on 20 pounds. He's improved immensely. He's been developed. He's doing a really good job. I'm really proud of where he's at, and I think he's going to really help us this year. And he's battling hard to be a starter right now.
Hey, Ryan. Just to piggyback a little bit off of Dave, does Garrett Wilson, I think that people feel like he is going to, or expect, I know stars don't matter, right, but that he's supposed to have that certain talent to be able to play immediately, and that he might even be good enough to flash and jump over some guys who've been in the program. Can you feel that from him? Do you see that? Is it too early? I mean,
Well, the good thing for us is we had him in the spring, so we saw him flash. He does have a lot of ability. Because he has so much talent, he has to learn how to develop discipline and skill. That's critical for him. You know, we sat down and had those conversations. He's working on it, but he has a lot of talent. And so we lost a couple guys there, and so we're going to have to play depth this year like we always have. So he's fighting right now, you know, for a backup spot and an opportunity to play, because if you're a backup receiver at Ohio State, you're playing a lot of football the way that we rotate those guys. And so he's right there right now. And how he practices over the next couple of weeks is going to determine how much he plays. But he's flashed for sure.
DeMario McCall, I know that he's going to be using the kicking game some, and you know he's running back, and maybe he could go to H. But when you look at just like contributing on offense, there's some guys in front of him that aren't going to come off the field much, just based on who they are. What is a realistic way that you could envision using him if he's healthy, if he flashes? I mean, is he somebody that could get a 15-snap type situation, a game, pack? I mean, how?
Yeah, without giving away too many things, I mean, the first thing he's got to do is he's got to become the backup running back. That's the first thing he has to do, and that's what he's working on right now. But he's worked at receiver for, you know, different camps, whether it was spring camp, bowl practice, or preseason. So he has a wide variety of skills. And so there's a lot of things that we can do with him. You saw that towards the end of last year. So we're really just focusing on him being the backup running back, because JK can't handle all that by himself. He's going to need help. And so if we can find a legitimate backup running back, which we really don't have right now, we don't have that. We have a lot of guys battling for it, but we do not have a legitimate backup running back right now. And if he can win that job, then that'll be his role, and then we can expand that as we go. If he doesn't, then we have to figure out a package for him. But that's kind of the backup role right now that is critical for us on offense, and try to figure out who that is.
Have to have on the field in some capacity or the other?
I don't know if we have to have him on the field, but he's a weapon. But you know, he didn't practice in the spring, and he's done some good things. And you know, again, do I think he has a chance to be a good player? Yes. I just think that, you know, he's got to prove it.
Ryan, defense had their struggles last year. Basically, the same guys are back in camp this year. Are you seeing anything out of them the first few days? Any kind of attitude, chip on the shoulder?
Well, I saw, I think, 4 interceptions today. That was really good to see. I think Josh Proctor had 2, and Jordan had another one. I think there was another one somewhere in there too. You know, they're flying to the ball. They're making plays on the ball. They're playing with vision, and they're producing right now. And so there's a lot of energy that way. I think there's a good attitude, you know, leadership up front. And then the linebackers, really working on, you know, being tough, creating an edge. You know, we got to be tough. We got to tackle. And so I see that. I think it's a hungry group, but again, you know, you don't really know until you start playing games, but there's a lot of positive momentum right now.
Right next door, Doug.
Ryan, with basically 4 new starters on the offensive line, you see Jonah looks like a guy who can be a one-year plug-and-play guy for you. But if you're talking about Nick, as we talked before, but also Josh and Wyatt, they're young. But when you think about offensive line recruiting, when you think about development, if you end up with 3 new starters on the offensive line who are all top 50 national recruits, and again, you throw the stars out the window, but is there something here of how you would like to recruit offensive line, how you would like to develop offensive line, that if those are the young guys coming up fighting to start, does that look like how you want it to look?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we want to recruit big guys who are athletic. And I think when you look at offensive linemen nowadays, you see very athletic guys, even – you know, the big guy, well, great example of the 3 guys that we just brought in this year. Harry Miller, very athletic. You look at him, he's over 300 pounds, but he's very, very athletic and lean. Enoch Viamahe came in at 257 pounds. He's now 293, if you can believe that. In 2 months, he's put on that much weight. Very, very athletic. And then DeJuan Jones, if you look at DeJuan Jones, he's 6'8", 380 pounds, but he's not I know it sounds crazy, but he's not a sloppy looking guy. He's put together. He needs to lose weight, but they're all very, very good athletes. And so we want to recruit really good athletes. Nick Petit is a really good athlete. And when you recruit really good athletes and you can put weight on them and then you can develop them the way we're developing them right now, that's the idea.
Yeah. Do you have your philosophy of the punt return game?
Yeah.
How does your belief in your offense affect what you might want in a punt returner? And for if you really believe in your offense, do you kind of just say, let's just catch it, and we believe we can get down the field and score? And if your offense is struggling, are you willing to maybe put a guy out there that might be, I don't know, a little more of a risk but might have a chance to break something?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's the safe play, like you said, and then there's the aggressive play. I think there's two aggressive plays. I think, like you said, first way is to go block a punt. And, you know, there's a little risk when you go get a punt, because if you get a 15-yard penalty, you know, now, you know, you're flipping the field and you're giving, you know, the offense the ball back again. Well, you know, that's a risk. I think we have some really good guys to go get punts, but, you know, so we're going to be aggressive that way. I think in the return game, I think you try to find your most dynamic guy. But at the end of the day, ball security is critical. So can we find a guy who's really dynamic with the ball in his hands who also can secure the ball? Because we're not going to put a guy back there that has the risk of putting the ball on the ground. We just can't do that. You know, we're too explosive on offense, and we're not going to do that. So the idea is to have the ball at the end of the play. But when we can be aggressive and it's smart, we'll do that.
Your best gunners right now?
You know, it's a battle because we have to replace Terry and those guys. But, you know, Jeff Okuda's done it. Chris Olave's done it, and they've done it at a high level. But there's a lot of guys in there that are competing right now for that job. So that's a really important position that nobody was going to talk about, but it's huge for us. I mean, it won us the Michigan State game. And so, you know, Matt is doing a really good job in the meetings, and I'm involved in those meetings. And Brian Hartline's, you know, and Jeff Athley, all those guys are pushing those guys because it's going to come from the receiver or the DB room. And that's just important, is finding our X receiver.
No, we're only 4 days in. Is it too early for you to start to get a sense of this team's personality, identity? What kind of strikes you about this team?
They like each other. There's a chemistry here. They like being around each other. You can just tell. There's not a lot of cliques. They kind of hang together. They like being here. They have a certain energy about them. They're positive. And so the chemistry is there. I think there's leadership capability. We'll see as we get going. I think it's developing. But until you really play in that first game and you get in the locker room and someone stands up in front of the team and says, get on my back, here we go, you don't really know. But we do see it. I think we have some great candidates. We have some really good young men in the program. I mean, great people. You know, some of the most mature guys I've been around. And so there's a maturity here. And maybe that has to do with the fifth-year seniors and that – and so maybe some younger guys who have been through it, had to play, you know, early on defense, and you know, took a few shots, and now they're here and they haven't gone anywhere. So whatever that is, there is a chemistry here. You know, the quarterback room is typically a leader, but it's such a fresh group right there that it's got to come from somewhere else.
You mentioned the 4 interceptions, which you're happy about on defense, probably not so happy as a quarterback's coach. Can you give an update on that position?
Yeah, no, they're competing, they're learning. We're installing. It's not about you know, really finding a rhythm with a game plan or anything like that. Anytime you install, you're, you know, you're still trying to figure things out, and there's only one way to learn, and that's to fail. And once you fail, you know, now if you continue to fail and do the same thing, then you got a problem. But now's the time, and so those guys are doing a good job. They're learning, and they're gonna make mistakes right now. And if they're making the same mistakes in a week from now, then we got a major problem. But all good so far.
You mentioned you're looking for a legitimate backup running back. What needs to happen there?
Well, I think, first off, they got to take care of the ball. That's number one. Ball security is critical for us. We have to secure the ball. We have to block. We have to tackle. And so their job is to secure the ball. They have to do a good job in protection, you know, picking up blitzes, which J.K. and Mike did an excellent job of last year. And I don't think that our offensive line and our running backs got enough credit last year for the protection that they gave Dwayne. When I look back on what they did in some of the bigger games, it was unbelievable. We didn't give up a lot of sacks. We picked up blitzes. And even in one-on-one battles, we won a lot of those battles. And so there's a reason why teams stopped blitzing us, and that's because we picked up pressure. And so running back's got to be able to do that. And then they got to make a hard 5 and hard 6 run. I mean, that's what we're asking this year. We're not – the home runs will come. We want those guys to get good pad level. We want them to you know, run the ball where it's supposed to be run, and then win on contact. So, you know, if a linebacker's there to make a tackle, or if a safety comes up and a tackle, we want them to run through contact, like a lot of running backs have done here in the past. and play with toughness and great pad level.
The first time Urban was awesome. Was this the first time Urban was at practice at all, and what was that like having him?
Yeah, it was. He said he was going to stop by the other day, and it's always good to have him around.
Yeah, Ryan, as you watch today, you're all in full pads. Might have been the first full pad practice.
Helmets and shoulder pads.
Helmets and shoulder pads? Yeah. So it wasn't full pad.
Yeah.
Was there anybody on both sides of the ball? Obviously, Josh Proctor, two interceptions.
Yeah.
But who really flashed? A couple guys who caught your eye that maybe people don't know about yet. I mean, that you're sitting here going,
you know,
go talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to see, you know, the guy make a play. It's easy to see Proctor make two interceptions. You know, everyone can see that. And when you're in practice, there's so much going on, and, you know, I'm screaming and yelling about this and moving around from drill to drill. It's easier to see on the film. You know, we're going to get on the film here in about 5 minutes. And then once you get on the film, you can really see it from a better view. But I think there's, because I don't want to sell anybody short, because I think there's a lot of guys working out there, and some guys are stepping up.
Do y'all have new rules? I mean, have you evolved in how you will hit when full contact goes?
Yeah.
What is different from this year even compared to last year as you approach it?
Yeah, so we just have to be very careful about our tackling. You know, now we're going to do a tackle drill every time we have full pads on. You know, now are we allowed to take guys to the ground every day? No, but we're going to try to, you know, when we have full pads on. But in our team drills, we still really don't take many people to the ground. You know, we have to be really smart about that. You know, you only get so many shots. So finding the right balance of how many times do we tackle, how many times do we not tackle, and being a good tackling team, that's the balance. And, you know, when I talk to some of my other, you know, guys that I know who are head coaches and colleagues, I mean, that's the million-dollar question. And we'll do the best we can with it, and you know, try to teach it every day. There will be some certain times we'll do some drills that'll be live, make sure the right guys are in there, see if they can tackle and see if they can break tackles, but also being smart.
And final questions. Back row right.
Nobody surging then at quarterback in your mind?
Again, still too early. Yeah, still too early. But you know, Justin had a really good practice 2 days ago. You know, and you know, flash a little bit, and I think it was day two or maybe it was day three, but overall it's still really early.
Do you think Urban was a frustrated coach today or an eager reporter?
I don't know. I know his golf game's going good and he seems happy, so.